reading information with the mouse. So far, we've shown you how to use WindowEyes to read information as you move around with your keyboard, for example, inside Notepad to read text, through mini bars, dialog boxes, Windows Explorer, things like that. WindowEyes also lets you review the screen with the mouse. This is useful especially if you're in a program that limits where your keyboard access can go. For example, let's say you're in a word processor, like WordPad or Notepad or Microsoft Word, and you want to read some items that you can't get to with the keyboard, such as the toolbar or the status bar at the bottom of the screen, and items of that nature. If WindowEyes can only track what you did with the keyboard, then you would have no way to review this extra information, or indeed you might not even know that it's there. Now, just because I said we can use the mouse to review the screen doesn't mean you have to physically go over and learn how to use your computer mouse. WindowEyes will certainly track your mouse if you want it to, and it will announce whenever your mouse moves across a graphic or text or things like that. But WindowEyes itself provides a full mechanism for you to manipulate the mouse strictly from the computer keyboard. I do want to point something out. WindowEyes doesn't have a special mouse mode that you have to enter or leave in order to use the mouse. The WindowEyes mouse commands will always move just the mouse. They won't ever move your keyboard focus. Similarly, the commands you use to move your keyboard focus, like your cursor around, will always serve that function. Your dedicated arrow keys will always move your cursor, and the WindowEyes mouse keys will always move the mouse. Unlike your keyboard focus, the mouse is free to roam about the screen, but it may not be what you want to happen. Therefore, WindowEyes gives you the ability to restrict where your mouse can go. You can set this boundary by pressing Ctrl-Shift-B, B for boundary. So I'm going to hold down the Control and Shift keys, and then start tapping the letter B. And let's listen to what happens.
Focused window.
Focused window.
User window.
User window, we don't need to worry about that.
Full screen.
And full screen, and once more.
Active window.
We go back to active window. That's actually the default. So let's explain what all of this means. The active window refers to the entirety of the program that has focus. For example, I'm in WordPad right now, which is another word processor that comes with Windows. It's kind of like Notepad, but a bit more sophisticated. When I have the mouse boundary set to the active window, then I can move the mouse about with the WindowEyes hotkeys, but only within the WordPad application. I can't move outside of it to the start menu, or the taskbar, or to any other windows that might be visible on the screen. If I set the mouse boundary to the focused window, on the other hand, then I can only move the mouse within the window that has keyboard focus. You might be wondering what the difference is between the focused and active window. And the difference is simply this. The active window has multiple windows you can move to. For example, WordPad has the title bar, you can resize the application window. Beneath that is the ribbon, where you can open documents, save documents, change formatting, things like that. Beneath that is the document area, beneath that is the status bar. All of that is inside the main WordPad window. And when I have the mouse boundary set to the active window, I can move it to all of these components within WordPad. On the other hand, if I set it to focused window, then the mouse can only be in the area of WordPad that currently has keyboard focus. For example, if I'm in the document area and I set the mouse boundary to focused window, then I can only move the mouse inside the document area. I cannot get to the ribbon, I can't get to the status bar, I can't get to the title bar, or anything like that. User windows are an advanced WindowEyes feature that we aren't going to cover here, but you can look at our user manual and support knowledge base for more information on how all of those work. The full screen, as the name suggests, lets you move the mouse around the entire screen. In this case, I could move it in and out of WordPad, I could go to the start menu, the taskbar, or to any other areas that might be visible on the computer's screen. So again, Ctrl-Shift-B will let you cycle among these four options for setting your mouse boundaries. The first command we will demonstrate is how to synchronize the position of the mouse with your keyboard focus. To do this, press the Insert key, which is the 0 on your numeric keypad. That's that long rectangular key at the bottom of the keypad. And while that's held down, press the plus key. This is the first long rectangular key that you come to on the right-hand side of the numeric keypad if you're moving from the top down. So I'm going to press Insert plus.
Point arrow to cursor. I beam.
Now our mouse and keyboard focus are in the same spot. We can also do the reverse. If you placed your mouse on something that's on the screen and you want to move your keyboard to it, you can just press the plus key by itself and WindowEyes will attempt to move the keyboard focus to where the mouse is. We can press that now and it should work because the two cursors are in the same spot anyway.
Cursor rooted.
Note that WindowEyes will try to set the keyboard focus to where the mouse is positioned when you hit this key, but depending on where your mouse is, this may not always work. I'm going to use my main arrow keys really quick so you can hear the sample document that I've created in WordPad. Again, these are the main arrows on the keyboard, not the numeric keypad, so my mouse isn't going to move.
This is another test document. Here is line 2. This line has some bolded text on it. Can you find it?
Now let's show you how you can start reviewing text on the screen with the mouse. If you think of the numeric keypad in terms of arrow keys, this will make more sense. So the 8 key is your up arrow, the 2 key is your down arrow, 4 is left arrow, and 6 is right arrow. Just as with your main keyboard, the left and right arrows on your numeric keypad will move character by character with the mouse. Let's press the right arrow now and see what happens.
H, I, S, space, I, S, space, A, N, O, T, H.
And the mouse is moving across the line as we would expect. And we can press the 4 key, which is also known as the numpad left arrow, to go in the opposite direction.
T, O, N, A, space, S, I, space, S, I, H, T.
We can also move word by word. To do that, hold down the insert key on the numeric keypad and press the left and right arrows again. Again, that's the 4 and the 6 key. Let's press and hold the insert key and tap the number 6 a few times to see what happens.
Is another test document.
And then the 4 key.
Test another is this.
And now we're back to the beginning of the line. We can also read by line. If you press the 8 key on the numeric keypad, which can also be thought of as the up arrow, that will move us up a line. The 5 key, which is the center of the keypad, will read the current line, and the 2 key will read the next line. So let's press the 8 key.
1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
And notice it gave us a bunch of numbers. These are actually above the document area. Let's press the 2 key to move back down to the first line of our document.
This is another test document. I beam.
We can press it again to move to the second line.
Here is line 2.
And let's press the 5 key to read the current line now.
Here is line 2.
Now remember that we're only moving the mouse. Our keyboard cursor is still where it was before. It's on the T of the word this at the top of our document. We can also move the mouse to any corner of the screen that we want. The 7 key will move us to the top left of the screen. The 9 key will move us to the top right. The 1 key will move us to the bottom left. And the 3 key will move us to the bottom right. Notice that these correspond to the four corners of your numeric keypad, so this is an easy way to remember what these keys will do. Let's press the numeric keypad 7.
Top left, arrow.
And the 9.
Top right.
And the 1 key.
Bottom left.
And the 3 key.
Bottom right.
And with each key press, WindowEyes moved the mouse to the respective part of the active WordPad window. Remember that the mouse just moved within the confines of the boundary that we set. So the top left, right, bottom left, and right commands just moved us to those corners of the active window. So if we wanted to move the mouse, say, to the corners of the actual screen, we would have to first set the boundary to full screen, and then we could issue the top left and right, bottom left and right commands, and the mouse would actually move to the corners as we would expect. You can also move the mouse around the screen kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch, by actual pixel amount, so your movement isn't even restricted by lines of text or to specific areas on the screen. If you hold down the Control and Shift keys and then press your numeric arrows, that will actually move the mouse up and down, left or right, by a set number of pixels, which you can configure if you want to, but by default, this moves by 5 pixels at a time. We only mention these commands here so that you can take fine control of the mouse if you're in a program that needs to do that. You can also read units of text relative to the mouse pointer, such as sentences or paragraphs, just like we did in the previous section. To learn more about these specific commands, refer to the mouse section in the hotkey reference at the end of the WindowEyes user's manual. Now, something else you might want to do is to be able to move the mouse between actual graphics on the screen. This, of course, you cannot do with the keyboard. And graphics could be all kinds of things. They could be icons, they could be toolbar buttons, or other controls that can only be accessed with the mouse. Notice that as we moved by lines, words, and characters, any graphics that we may have encountered were skipped. To access this graphical information, WindowEyes lets you move the mouse by what it calls clips. A clip can be a single graphic on the screen, such as a toolbar button, and WindowEyes treats a series of text that has the same attribute as a single clip. What that means is if your mouse is on a line and all the text on that line is exactly the same as far as the style, for example, nothing's been bolded, italicized, underlined, or has a different size, then that entire line will be treated as a clip. Now say you have a section of text on a line that's been bolded. WindowEyes will treat the text going up to that bolded point as a single clip. The bolded text will be another clip, and then all the text after that will be a third clip. To move by clip, use the Insert 7, Insert 8, and Insert 9 commands. Insert 7 will move to the previous clip, Insert 8 will read the currently selected clip, and Insert 9 will move to the next clip. Let's press Insert 9 a few times to see what we discover.
Top left. Graphic.
Okay, so there's a graphic.
Document WordPad.
There's Document WordPad. That's our title bar. And again, that's all the same style of text, so that's why that whole thing is one clip.
Graphic.
There's another graphic.
Graphic.
And another.
Home.
Now we're on the WordPad ribbon.
View. Graphic. Graphic.
So now we can interact with these graphics, and we'll show you how to do that in just a moment. Let's route the mouse back to our document area, and you can see how the mouse treats each line of text in terms of clips.
Pointer rooted to cursor. I beam.
Okay, so we're on the first line of text. Let's press Insert 8 to read the current clip.
This is another test document.
That's the first clip of text, and since it's all the same on this line, then that whole line represented the clip. Let's press Insert 9 to move to the next clip.
Here is line 2.
There's line 2. I've actually bolded some text on the third line, so let's see what happens when I go to the clip for that line.
This line has some.
This line has some. That's the first clip on this line. If I hit Insert 9 again to go to the next clip,
bolded.
Now the fact that these two clips have been broken up tells me that the style and the font are different for the text that makes up these two clips. If I press Insert 9 again, I should hear the rest of the sentence on that line.
Text on it. Can you find it?
So the final sentence is, this line has some bolded text on it. Can you find it? By using the WindowEyes clip commands, yes we can. Just as you can move the mouse around the screen, you can also simulate left and right clicks. To issue a left click, press the slash key on the numeric keypad. And to issue a right click, press the asterisk key on your numeric keypad. These two keys are on the top row of the keypad, right next to the numlock. So you have the numlock on the top left. Immediately to its right is the slash key, that's your left click. And right next to that key is the asterisk key, that's your right click. You can also lock the left and right mouse buttons if you want to do that by holding down the insert key and then tapping the slash or asterisk key. That will lock and unlock the left and right mouse buttons respectively. Let's move to the top of the WordPad window with numpad 7.
Top left.
And move down a few clips until we get to the ribbon area.
Insert. Graphic. Document WordPad. Graphic. Home.
Okay, there's home. That's the first item in the WordPad ribbon. Now let's press the slash key on the numpad to issue a left click with the mouse.
Left. Home group.
And now our focus has been placed in the ribbon. This would have been the same as pressing the Alt key to go up to the ribbon and going to the Home tab. So if you're inside a program that for whatever reason has menus that you can't reach by the keyboard, you can move to them with the mouse and issue left and right clicks as you need to access the application. I'm going to press the Escape key to get out of the ribbon.
Document WordPad. Rich text window. This is another test document. Here is line 2. This line has...
The final mouse command I want to discuss here is the mouse find command. This is a WindowEyes command that lets you search for text on the screen and if found, move the mouse to it. To use this feature, press Ctrl-Shift-F.
Find and combo edit box. Dialog find.
Okay, so we're now in the mouse find dialog. Let's look for the word bold.
B-O-L-D.
Let's press the tab key and see what other options we have in this dialog box.
Match case M checkbox unchecked.
We can match case so that our search will be case sensitive. So if you were looking for a specific combination of uppercase and lowercase characters and you check this box, then WindowEyes will search for that exact character set. Otherwise, WindowEyes will ignore the upper and lowercase status of items when it looks for text.
Search active window radio button check 2 of 4.
Just like we have the boundary for the mouse movement, we can also set the boundary for the search. We can look for items in the active window, the focused window, a certain user window, or the entire screen. The active window is the default, and that's typically what most users want, so we will leave that option alone and press the tab key.
Attributes both read checkbox unchecked.
Here we can even look for text with specific attributes. I can do that by pressing the space bar.
Space. Check both read checkbox.
Tab again.
Attributes italic checkbox unchecked. Attributes underlined U checkbox unchecked.
Underlined text.
Attributes strike of S checkbox unchecked.
Text that's been stricken out.
Attributes highlighted H checkbox unchecked.
Highlighted text.
Forward find F button.
And we can also set the direction of the search. We can go forward or backward. So to initiate a search going forward, you can either tab to this button and press Enter, or you can press Alt F. To go in the opposite direction, you can tab to the reverse button or press Alt R. So let's press Alt F to move forward.
Found bolded. I beam.
Okay, it said found bolded. Our mouse has actually been placed on that word, so if I wanted to move the focus there, I could either left click with the numeric keypad, or I could press the focus to mouse hotkey, which remember is just the plus sign on the numeric keypad by itself. I will left click.
Left.
And now our cursor has been moved. We can verify that by pressing Control Numpad 5 to read the current line of the actual cursor. Not the mouse, but the cursor.
This line has some bolded text on it. Can you find it?
If you want to perform the same search multiple times, you can press Insert F to repeat the search, and the search will also continue in the direction that you specified. So if you initiated a forward search, then Insert F would continue going forward and look for the next occurrence of whatever you specified in the search. If you chose to search in reverse, then Insert F would continue going backwards. So as you can see, WindowEyes provides a very easy-to-use facility for moving the mouse around the screen, performing clicks, and even searching for text on the screen. Now that you are familiar with these commands, let's move on to the next section.